This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this. If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com. The marketing year has been slowly improving, and that continues with this week's export sales. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn sales in particular caused a bit of a stir in the grain markets.
Well, it was bullish for versus the estimates for corn, beans, and wheat. On the corn, we were looking for somewhere between 600,000 and 1.25 million tons. We got 1.928 million tons for corn. On the bean side of things, 850 to 1.55. We got just shy of 1.9 million, so 1.895 million tons there. And then on the wheat side of things, somewhere between 200 and 550, they came in at 623,000 tons. So a very good week of exports. This is, coming off of a holiday week. So we are, we did have some very good sales to discuss. So we saw China enter the fray for some U.S. corn, very minor amounts, about 2 to 3 cargoes, 131,000 tons. So that's a good sign for us. And we've been talking about this for the last few weeks, is that we've seen improvements overall in corn and bean sales as we've kind of gotten through and gotten over the hump of harvest.
McBride said the persistent soybean flash sales have continued as well.
Some beans to China this morning is 134,000 tons for this year's crop, or for the old crop, actually. And that is that's been a consistent deal, whether it's been to China or to unknown. We've been selling these minor amounts of beans on a pretty frequent basis, about 2 to 3 times a week is what we've seen.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.